Turning now to presidential politics, you just heard in that conversation with Congressman Kennedy that Charlie Baker is among some 26 governors who've said they do not want to admit Syrian refugees into their states. This after a Syrian passport was discovered near the body of one of the attackers in Paris. Now, the refugee question was front and center today on the presidential campaign trail in New Hampshire. Just this afternoon, Republican hopeful Carly Fiorina spoke to a gathering of Republican women in Concord.
One of the immediate ways we must stop contributing to our problem is we need to stop the flow of Syrian refugees into this country. We cannot vet them. We cannot vet them.
Well, joining us now is WBUR senior political correspondent Anthony Brooks. He's in Manchester. Hi there, Anthony.
Hey, Magna.
So let's talk more about Fiorina today. What did she have to say further about foreign policy and Syria and Paris?
So she was addressing the New Hampshire Federation of Republican Women. So it was a pretty sympathetic and supportive crowd. But, Magna, what a difference a few days make. Last week when I was up here, it was all about the economy. Today, not surprisingly, it's all about foreign policy and specifically the aftermath of the terrible, tragic terrorist attacks in France. So that statement that we just played there from Fiorina was in response to the very first question from this group. And Fiorina used her appearance to talk about the need for leadership in Washington. She said if ever there was a reminder for the need for leadership in Washington, it was the attacks of this past weekend. And she used the tragedy in Paris really to put the blame on President Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who she hopes she'll be confronting in the presidential race, for pulling U.S. troops out of Iraq too soon and too quickly.
They did so not because it made military sense, but for political expediency. And when they withdrew every single troop, they left vast swaths of territory available for ISIS to conquer and from which to launch their caliphate as well as attacks abroad.
So some strong words there from Carly Fiorina. And interesting, Anthony, that you said that that was among the first questions she got. What about other candidates? I mean, what are they saying about the issue of Syrian refugees?
Well, this issue is front and center. We've heard from a lot of them. Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz earlier this week called for stopping the flow of Muslim Syrian refugees into the U.S., though he said he would admit Christians. And this morning on CBS, Jeb Bush, who will be in New Hampshire later this week, said pretty much the same thing. So here's Jeb Bush.
There is a special important need to make sure that Christians from Syria are being protected because they're being slaughtered in the country. And but for us, who? Who would take care of the number of Christians that right now are completely displaced?
Now, Magna, as you probably know, President Obama has said the idea of applying a religious litmus test to refugees is antithetical to American values. We've also heard from Florida Senator Marco Rubio in a big way. He's been spending a lot of time in New Hampshire. He's being noticed in a big way. He released a video this week in the wake of the Paris attacks and talked about what he called a clash of civilizations. Here's a bit of that.
They hate us because of our values. They hate us because young girls here go to school. They hate us because women drive. They hate us because we have freedom of speech, because we have diversity in our religious beliefs. They hate us because we're a tolerant society. This is a clash of civilizations, and either they win or we win.
So, Anthony, I have to say, hearing that from Marco Rubio, it sounds exactly like what we heard after 9/11, 2001, the clash of civilizations. You know, that sort of that theory or way of thinking that Samuel Huntington originally put out there. I mean, does this message 14 years later still have the same powerful pull it does with voters, or it did with voters after 9/11?
You know, it's hard to tell. I mean, I'm not convinced that folks up here are looking at it in that sort of apocalyptic way. I mean, it's difficult to generalize. But at the gathering today in Concord with Carly Fiorina, I mean, what you heard from people, a lot of people that I spoke to said, yes, the attacks in Paris have changed the way I've been thinking about this. But they talked about it more in terms of, we need a strong leader who can protect us. I mean, I didn't hear this sort of apocalyptic view. And it should be pointed out that a lot of people have sort of taken issue with Marco Rubio's view there. It seems to, you know, arguably ISIS doesn't hate us because women can drive cars in America. Mm. You know, it also has to do with the fact that there have been there's been a good deal of U.S. intervention in that part of the world, and he seems to overlook that. But here's Josephine Plant from Merrimack. She says she's supporting Chris Christie, though she said she likes Carly Fiorina as well. But she said the attacks in Paris did change her thinking about this race and the way she thinks about who would make a good president. Here's what she said.
Someone who knows this country has to be protected, because it's a case of we're just waiting for that other shoe to drop. It's going to happen here soon.
Huh. Well, Anthony, I mean, it seems pretty obvious that the GOP candidates would try to, or are going to try to, define themselves and their stance on foreign policy in strong opposition to President Obama. Are they doing that effectively, with authority? I mean, how are front runners Ben Carson and Donald Trump doing?
Well, that remains to be seen. Josephine Plant, that voter in New Hampshire, says she doesn't support Donald Trump because she doesn't think he has the temperament or the experience to keep the country safe. And it is interesting to consider to what extent the attacks in Paris will make people reconsider their support for outsiders like Trump and Ben Carson, who really don't have experience in this field. Here's a clip of Ben Carson on Fox News Sunday. Chris Wallace asked him repeatedly, three times, who would he call first in his effort to build a military coalition to confront ISIS? Carson could not or would not answer the question. And finally, he seemed to almost throw in the towel, and he said this.
For me to pretend like I have all of that knowledge and the ability to formulate all the specific plans and how to do it, I think is foolish.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so it really does raise the... I mean, it's an interesting answer. I'll give him credit for being honest and frank. But are voters going to go for that in the final...
Right.
On election day.
Especially given the voter that you played for us earlier, who's looking for strength and possibly
right.
Not equivocation at this point in time. Well, let's turn now to how this shift towards foreign policy is playing on the other side of the field, on the Democrats. I mean, on the debate Saturday night in Iowa, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton really got into it.
It's true. Sanders went right after Hillary Clinton when he made a connection between the rise of ISIS and the decision to invade Iraq in 2002. Clinton was senator from New York at the time and voted in favor of giving then-President George W. Bush the authority to invade. So here's what Sanders said.
I don't think any sensible person would disagree that the invasion of Iraq led to the massive level of instability we are seeing right now. I think that was one of the worst foreign policy blunders in the modern history of the United States.
And here's the way Hillary Clinton responded to that.
I have said the invasion of Iraq was a mistake, but I think if we're ever going to really tackle the problems posed by jihadi extreme terrorism, we need to understand it and realize that it has antecedents to what happened in Iraq, and we have to continue to be vigilant about it.
So, Anthony, this is really interesting to me because obviously Clinton's vote for the Iraq war is a problem for her amongst parts of the Democratic base where Bernie Sanders is especially strong. But, I mean, we are having this conversation after the horrible attacks in Paris. So her experience as Secretary of State must stand for something. Does it supersede those concerns about the Iraq war? I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. I mean, I agree. Her vote in favor of the Iraq war hurts her with liberals, with a Democratic base. There's no question about that. So that's fuel for Bernie Sanders, and you hear him trying to ignite it. But I think this whole discussion post-Paris helps Clinton more than it hurts her, because it allows her to really sort of strut her stuff and show her deep experience in foreign affairs. And it hurts Sanders because his issue is the economy and economic disparity, and every day that folks are talking about ISIS and the Paris bombings is another day that he's not able to talk about his core message. So I think you got to say it hurts him more.
Well, Anthony Brooks is WBUR's senior political reporter. He's with us today from Manchester, New Hampshire. Anthony, it is truly always great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Great to be here. Glad to do it, Magna.